Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
It's where the court meets the coast. Elevated vibes in the low country on this championship Sunday at the Credit One Charleston Open. We just handed out our first trophy. One more still to come. The doubles champions, Sloane Stephens and Ashlyn Krueger, getting it done once again in a match tiebreak, 10-7 over the Kitchenok sisters. First title as a team for Sloane and Ashlyn in their fourth tournament together this year. Special stuff for them here in Charleston. Third time they came from a set down to win the title. Lost that first set 6-1, came back to win 6-3, and then 10-7 in the match tiebreak. Cannot wait to hear from these two as we send it down on court for the trophy ceremony. Andrew Krasny handling the ceremonies as always.
Now let's bring our finalists up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nadia and Ludmila Kitchenok. Christina will present you with those beautiful trophies. And we would love to hear from both of you.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Yeah, first of all, I would like to congratulate girls on an amazing job this week. Congrats. Quite amazing. Also, thanks everyone for coming out. It was a great atmosphere on the court today, even though not for us. We enjoy just being on the court. It's always great to be on the court when people are cheering for players, even though, yeah, maybe you cheered for US girls a little bit more. We are still grateful. It was great to be here. Thank you for all the sponsors and our family, Credit One Bank, all the volunteers, all the ball kids, everyone who made this amazing tournament possible. It's well known in the players' circles that this tournament is one of the best, and we are always happy to come back to Charleston. Yeah, we're not the only people who think that this tournament is one of the best, definitely. And also, of course, we want to thank to our team for being there for us the whole week. It's been a really great journey. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, everybody.
I think we're good.
Are you good?
Thank you.
All right. If ladies, you'll come stand here with me, and Nadia and Lydia. Just remember, whether you win in the first round, lose in the first round, or make it to the finals, there's always a home for you here in Charleston. Congratulations. Incredible week. And now, let's bring up our champions. Ladies and gentlemen, Ashlyn Krueger and Sloane Stephens. Christina Ortiz from Credit One will hand you those beautiful trophies. And we would love to hear some words from our champions, for sure. Second time Sloane has held a championship trophy up here. Ladies.
Hi, everyone. First of all, this is really low. I'm having tipping. First of all, I want to say congrats to you girls, too. You guys are an amazing team, and it's great to see sisters playing together. So congrats on an amazing week. I would like to thank the crowd again for coming out. You guys have been so supportive all week for us, so we really appreciate it. Yeah. Um, I'd like to thank the sponsors, Bob, the Navarro family, again, Credit One. Again, like they said, this tournament is amazing. I played last year. I was out first round of qualifying. So to make it to Sunday, another final week, is amazing, and I'm very excited to be here. So thank you.
Sloan.
She's a rookie, so I made her go a little bit longer than she probably wanted to. But I do want to say thank you to all of Charleston. You guys make this event so incredibly special. I held the trophy here in 2016, and to be holding my first ever doubles title here in Charleston. Super special for me. This tournament's always incredible. Bob, Eleanor, the Navarro family, Carolyn, the referee, umpires, everyone who, the ball kids, everyone who puts in so much work behind the scenes to make sure that we have an incredible week here is truly special. And I'm so happy to be here. Like I said, one of the best stops on the tour. And I do want to say to the twins, there are not that many super nice people on the tour, but I will say that these two, every time I see them, are always happy to see me. So I'm sorry today we had to play in the finals, but I'm happy that I also get to share my first doubles final, or my second final, but my win, sorry, against you guys. And again, to everyone who came out, you guys are always super special and incredible. I've played doubles matches since I lost in singles here, and we've played in front of a packed crowd every single match, which is insane. So I really do thank you guys for coming out. And Ashlyn is 19, I'm 31. There's quite a big age difference here, but for her to be able to experience you guys coming out and cheering and supporting is incredibly special. So I hope you guys continue to do so for years to come.
Okay, so this is traditional. If I can have you stand right here. Did you want to say something? Yeah, go ahead. Please, Ashlyn.
Sorry, one last thing. Our team, thank you guys so much. You know, it's not common when you could take advice from two amazing people. You know, I listen to Kamau, I listen to Mike when I'm on the court. So I just want to say thank you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart. You guys are amazing.
Oh, that's amazing, too. Congrats, Kamau and Mike.
I second that. You guys are great. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And when we're not like cussing and yelling at you, we really do appreciate all of your support. So thank you so much.
Okay. So if you can both stand here and hold those trophies proud, they are wild cards, everybody. You're champions of the Credit One Charleston Open, Ashlyn Krueger and Sloan Stephens. Oh, no. We have it. Okay. And there's more, folks.
There's one more. I'm sorry, guys. We were here this morning and we were talking about these beautiful trophies. And this is the first time that the creator of these trophies is actually here. His name is David. David, where are you at, man?
Where's
you made
David?
Some pretty amazing stuff. Where are you, David? Hey, David! Thank you so much. These things are beautiful. You did an amazing job. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And thank you for coming and supporting.
Very cool. Okay, can we do it now?
Yeah.
Finally. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, your Credit One Charleston Open doubles champions. Let's hear it for Ashlyn Krueger and Sloan Stephens. Let's hear it for them.
That's awesome. Shout out to David. Those are some beautiful trophies that they hand out here at the Credit One Charleston Open. Our first champions on this Sunday, Ashlyn Krueger, Sloan Stephens. First title as a team for Sloan Stephens. You heard her say it. First ever doubles title. Told me a few days ago her goal to get to the top 100 in doubles. Live rankings have her now at 105. They keep doing this for the rest of the year. Easy top 100. They may even make it all the way to Saudi Arabia and the WTA finals at the end of the year. What a performance we saw from all four of these marvelous players as we start our championship Sunday here in Charleston. We still have the singles final to come. Daria Kazatkina taking on Danielle Collins. More TC Live. Lindsay Davenport, Chanda Rubin will join me on the desk. And we'll get to talk to the winners, Ashlyn Krueger and Sloan Stephens. Don't go anywhere.
Stephens cashes in.
And she adds her name to the list of great American champions here in Charleston.
Game, set, and match. She is so excited.
excited. What a moment. Her first WTA Tour title.
The title goes to Kiki Burton.
Today, it was Burton who was just too good.
Game, set, and match, Keys.
Madison Keys, the champion in Charleston.
And Veronika Kudermetova is a champion for the first time.
The Olympic gold medalist Bencic has added another big one. Jabbar turns the tables, beats Bencic this year to win her first title in the USA.
Who's going to get their photo on Credit One Stadium? Will it be the 2017 champion Daria Kasatkina or Danielle Collins? This one is coming up 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Big time final here in Charleston. Looking forward to it as we welcome you back onto our FanDuel Tennis Channel desk. Steve Weissman alongside Hall of Famer Lindsay Davenport just handed out the trophies to the doubles champion. So Sloane Stephens now has a singles trophy and a doubles trophy. Danielle Collins last year got the doubles trophy, looking to add a singles trophy this year.
Yeah, and there's no question so far this week, Danielle has been the best player out here. She's really continued that momentum that she picked up in Miami. It really started earlier in the year with she played well down under. She's had a couple of really tough draws. She even dropped down and played qualifying. Love that about a player. And so she really played her way into form. The question is, can she play her best match of the week and the biggest match, which is the final today? Obviously, a tough assignment against Kasatkina, who's always played so well here. I always love contrast in styles in matches. And certainly there's one here where you have Danielle, who's so offensive-minded, going to look to attack everything. And Kasatkina, who plays a little bit more with feel and variety and really relies on her movement a lot. So it'll be fascinating to see which style, which brand wins out today.
What's impressed you the most, Lindsay, about the way that Danielle has made that transition from the hard courts in Miami to here in Charleston on the clay really seamlessly? I mean, the last player to win Miami and Charleston was Serena Williams.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to look for an exit door, Steve, after you've won your biggest title. You have all these excuses she could have played this week. Oh, I had to switch surfaces. Oh, I only had one day off. Oh, it's so tough. I had to play two matches in one day. And she has been tough as nails. And she has really played each match like it is important to her. And I've just loved her mentality throughout. She was alone here the first 4 days. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a coach. She didn't have anyone of her support team. She has this great kind of just calmness about her. She lost the one set to Jabbar in the second round. That was a match she had to play two matches in one day. Played Jabbar earlier in the day, playing Sloane Stephens at night. And I believe Sakkari was in straight sets. I think that was the score of the Kasatkina match. So she only dropped one set en route to this final. And so leg-wise, she is very fit right now. I think she should be pretty fresh for this final.
Yeah, I mean, we were thinking, all right, you come off of Miami. Maybe there's a little lack of energy. Haven't seen that at all for her. 12 straight wins. That matches her career-long winning streak back in 2021. By the way, that's when she won her other clay court title in Palermo. And she brought that up with me. She was like, I'm good on this surface. People don't give me respect on clay, but I've won a title on this surface and comes in with so much confidence. We talked to her the other day. She just seems like she's in a great place in life, Lindsay.
It's not easy to make the decision to walk away from a career, and not only a professional career, but also been a tennis player since she's been a junior. Obviously played in college as well, but she seems at peace with it. She seems very focused, though, to have one of her, if not the best year, her last year. I think she just has a great understanding of how she wants to play, how she wants to go out, but also how she just wants to approach this final year with what she says on tour. And she's been through a lot the last few years, very open about her journey and her struggles and her surgeries. And I think she just comes at this year with a peace of mind. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to play as well as I can. And let's see what happens.
Health is the biggest deal for Danielle Collins. And when she is healthy, she can beat anybody on any given day. Today, it'll be against Daria Kasatkina. But when it comes to Danielle Collins in this 12-match win streak, I feel like there's something special going on with her right now. We saw this with Iga Swiatek a couple years ago when she won 37 matches in a row. Athletes in the zone. And she told me the other day, I am in the zone. What is that like? Because I know you've been there before.
Well, you work so hard to get there. And it's funny because when you are in the zone and you're winning, you're on this win streak, nothing seems to bother you. And that's what I've been so impressed about Danielle in this case, because, again, she could have really found a lot of different excuses this week. She has chosen not to latch on to any of them. And that is a champion mentality. And I think she's going about her matches very focused. Some of the matches haven't quite gone her way at certain points in the sets, but she's not dwelling on it. She's not letting it affect her. She gets right back to business. She's very clear on how she wants to play, how she wants to construct points. And just because she doesn't have a coach here doesn't mean she doesn't come into the matches with a game plan. She does a lot of analytical work before she gets on the court with a separate team. So she comes out with a pretty good strategy. She knows for her to win, she has to play a certain way, and she's just owned it.
What is that game plan today against Kazakina, a player who has beaten her two of the previous three matchups?
Well, she's got to use her power and go after the match, and we know that. The other thing is Kazakina drops back to kind of handle power. So the sides of the court should be open for Collins. So if she can get her shots to go off the court as well, maybe go through that doubles alleys, that will certainly open up a lot of court for her. And she's got to attack second serves. I imagine she's going to be ruthless inside that baseline, really looking to be aggressive.
All right, looking forward to that one. It's 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Lindsay will be on the call for with Chanda Rubin. And when we come back, guess what? We've got the doubles champs joining us right here on the FanDuel desk. Sloane Stephens, Ashlyn Krueger. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Back in Charleston on a championship Sunday. First winners of the afternoon on our FanDuel Tennis Channel desk. Ashlyn Krueger, Sloane Stephens, fourth tournament together as a team and first title. Congratulations, ladies. Well done out there. Three sets once again. You win in a match tiebreak. Been doing that for a while. Coming back from a set down. Sloane, what changed after the first set in today's match?
I think we lost four deuce games, I think, and we're kind of freaking out. And I was like, okay, it's closer than we think. But obviously they were playing well. It's a little bit tricky when we play doubles teams, people that only play doubles, because they're super familiar with each other and their games and what to do. And sometimes we freak out a little bit and then we're like, okay, just go back to pattern, go back to what we know how to do. And normally it works out.
It certainly did today. Ashlyn, Sloane brings up those deciding points. So in the first set, you lost all the deciding points. In the second set, you won them. How do you approach deciding points?
Yeah, I think it's just whatever we feel best. Whatever Sloane, you know, she's returning well in the game. If I'm returning well in the game, if they double fault on that side, if they're serving well on that side, it just kind of depends. And I think Sloane took a lot of them today and came up really clutch. So,
as an accomplished singles player, what's it like in that situation, Sloane, where you know you don't have deuce out? It's 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time you just kind of go for it. I would say as singles players, we're used to having to, like, second serves, like, step in and, like, crack the ball, or on the first serve, like, just make the play, whatever it is. So I think for us going back and forth, it's kind of like she knows what I'm going to do. If it's like a second serve, I'm like, okay, we're going to hit, I'm going to come in, whatever it is. So we've learned each other quickly in the last little bit, times that we played. But no, I mean, it's hard. But I think as singles players, we kind of go for it just a little bit more, which is a little bit helpful.
Let's talk about this partnership, because I talked to you, Sloane, and you, Ashlyn, separately after some singles wins here. But now together as a team, Ashlyn, what have you learned from Sloane during this week in the doubles?
Oh, man, that she likes to have fun.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a very positive person. You know, if I'm down on myself, she's like, come on, babe, you got it right here. And I think that helps me. You know, on the singles court, you don't get that as much. In doubles, we just pick ourselves up, and we do that really well. And she just kind of knows, like she said, she knows what I'm going to do. We've learned each other really well. So we're kind of reading each other much better, and I think that's why we did well this week.
And what do you get out of the youthful Ashlyn, 19 years old?
Oh, man, beautiful. I'm like, everything is so fun, and I'm like 19, like everything's great. And I don't know, I feel like it's just a really nice time. Like I said before, when I first came on tour, an older player played with me and I had like a ton of fun. So playing with her is similar, like just a good time. We're having fun. We're enjoying ourselves. It's much better than practicing when we have singles, like when we're still in singles. So I'm like, this is a really good time.
Doubles is so fun.
Yeah.
And sure. So you told me your goal was to get to top 100 in doubles. Live yes. rankings. You're at 105, Sloan.
Ah! Yes!
So are we adjusting the goals now?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, at the beginning of the week, Juju and Dez were like, 100 is not a real goal. Like, they're like, you're totally going to get to 100. And I was like, that seems kind of hard. But now that I'm 105, I mean...
You gotta pick up the goals. That's so exciting.
Right? Like, seriously, my career high was when I was like 18 and I was like 95. I think it was like 94 or something. So I was like, that's something to go for. Obviously, when you play a lot of doubles or more doubles, I feel like you play better in your singles, your serves better, your turns better. So that was a goal of mine for this year, to just play more doubles, be on the court more, just enjoy myself, have fun, whatever that is. And I was like, I'm gonna have a goal of 100 because I think I can do that. But not 105. I don't know. You guys might see me near like 50 or 20.
I mean, listen, the race to the WTA finals.
Oh, what are we in the race?
Y'all are getting there.
We're getting there.
You're
exciting.
You're 15 right now. So
oh.
13, I'm being told.
Ooh,
moving
what?
Up on the second.
What? Are we going to Saudi Arabia?
What's the next tournament y'all are playing together?
Madrid. We're going to try Madrid.
We're going to try Madrid, yeah.
Madrid, okay. Yeah, for a wild card, and then we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, yeah. French Open.
French Open.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to try and play everything.
Yeah.
Now, is Ashlyn doing Duolingo now, too? Or what's...
I don't recruit everyone. I'm going to do 2 full years of Duolingo, and then I'm going to stop. I'm just going to be like, it was fun.
Okay. You've won now the singles and doubles trophy here, Sloan.
That's exciting.
Danielle Collins is going for that. Out there
Let's
today.
Let's get it.
You've been an analyst with us here at Tennis Channel before. Let's get a prediction. Collins, Kazakina, what do you think?
I love both of them. They're both great, right? I feel like Danielle is playing really well. She has that confidence. I think when you have that confidence, it's like you're like 5% better. Your shots are 5% better. Like you have that little bit of an edge, and I think she has that right now. Obviously, she's just like smoking players, which she smoked me, so it is what it is. But I think when you're playing people who have that confidence and feel good, she obviously feels good playing here. Like you said, she won the doubles title here. She's played a ton of matches here over her career. Daria's also played really well here. She's won here. So I think it'll be a good match. I do think if I have to say who's going to win, I will say Danielle is going to win. Daria, don't watch this. But just because she has that factor, she's played a lot of matches. I think she's won like 15 matches in a row or something like that. 12 matches in a row. So that's, and on the women's side, that's pretty good. When you have that confidence, you have just a little bit more than everybody else. So I think she's like rolling on that high now, and I'm happy for her to keep going. Obviously, I love when people are winning, and obviously to win Miami, to win here, probably two of her favorite tournaments on the tour, is incredibly special, especially in her last year. And then I'm just going to try to convince her not to retire because you kind of got to ride the wave, right? So I'm like, you have like another year of like playing where you're going to make a lot of money. Like, don't give it up so soon. I don't know. I'm going to have that talk with her.
Okay. We'll Sloane Stephens has not missed a beat, by the way, as a TC Live analyst. Ashlyn, your prediction?
Ooh, I think Danielle as well. Just like what Sloane said, she's playing such amazing tennis. And watching her, she just looks so confident out there. Like, everything she does is just, like she said, 5% better. But Dasha did beat me, so...
We lost to both of them.
So. Yeah. I think it's going to be a great match, and I'm excited to watch.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, ladies, on this title. Beautiful trophies that you get to take home with you. First clay court title, or first doubles title.
First doubles titles in general.
Yes. Up to 105 in the live. 13 in the race, this team.
We're Maybe on the way to Saudi Arabia.
Sloane Stephens, Ashlyn Krueger, getting it done on this championship Sunday, TC Live. Leading up to the singles final continues after a quick break. We are leading up to the ladies' singles final. Daria Kazatkina, Danielle Collins, bottom of the hour right here on Tennis Channel. Who's going to take that glorious trophy here at the Credit One Charleston Open back on our FanDuel desk? Now joined by the lovely Chanda Rubin and Lindsay Davenport. We want to welcome all our viewers watching on Channel 4 here in Charleston as well this weekend. Big time final. You're doing double duty today. Did the doubles. Now you got TC Live then a singles final.
I think that's triple duty, Steve.
That is triple duty. Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
I'm happy, though. I'm happy to be here. And I gave Sloane Stephens a doubles title instead of the finals in D.C. I thought she'd already won one.
Yeah,
she should have won one before now.
Should have.
Come on. I'm so glad for them, though. I mean, they were so amazing, and it was fun to call that match and to just watch them grow and turn things around and play together as a team. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was special to see that. And now, I mean, listen, that four tournaments, two quarters, one title.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to play in Madrid.
They got to. They got to keep this run going.
And,
of course, the road to the WTA Finals is, you know, in an option now for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, why not? Why not reassess the goals? I'm waiting for Sloane to give me a new goal. I have put it to her. I'm making it official because she's a terrific doubles player, and she and Ashlyn should certainly do well the rest of the year.
Yeah, 100 is going to happen in no time, and so then maybe it's 50 or something like that. Let's talk about the singles final that's coming up, because Danielle Collins looking to join a list of Americans to have won this trophy in Charleston. That's since 2001. Jennifer Capriati, Venus Williams, Serena did it three times. Sloane Stephens, of course, who we just saw, did it in 2016. Madison Keys in 2019. Will Danielle Collins do it in 2024? She won the doubles title last year, Lindsay, and has a great chance coming in with a 12-match winning streak.
Yeah, she really does. And I, not only with the level that she's shown, but also physically. I mean, she doesn't seem to have any kind of physical ailments or issues. She's played a lot of tennis these last 3 weeks or so. She's really played a lot of tennis since the start of the year. She talked about it. She'd only been home 5 days since Christmas, but just love the way she's played. I think she's got another really good match in her. She knows she's got a little bit of a break now to kind of reset. Fired up to play today's final. There's no question about that.
I was impressed with the way Daria Kasatkina was able to work through that match against Pegula. She's had a couple of days where it's been long matches, extra innings. This last one, almost 3 hours. And, you know, physically, we kind of wondered if she was going to be 100% through the finish of that match. And she just found a way to continue controlling the tempo, continue dictating. She doesn't have the biggest weapons, but she can add pace to the ball, especially on that forehand side. I think that's going to be key against Danielle Collins. And also, how well can she open up the court? That's something that players have struggled to do against the intensity, against the pace and depth of Collins. And that's something Kasatkina is going to have to work to try to do.
All that variety, the drop shots, the lobs, going to have to do a little bit of everything. Let's see what Chanda just talked about. Kasatkina getting through Jessie Pegula on her way here to the final. It was a heck of a match between these two, and take away the highlight.
Yeah, it was Pegula who got up early, but Kasatkina was able to flip the script from 2-4 down when the final four games of that first set. A lot of credit, though, to Pegula, who was able to reset early in the second, able to start to dictate play more. Not easy against Kasatkina and her movement and her variety, but Pegula was very aggressive to be able to win the second set. Got the fans going behind her as well, and went into the third set with a lot of momentum. But that third set went back and forth between both players. It was Kasatkina who got up a break late in the set, but Pegula was not done. Fought her way back to even it late in the third. Of course, we were going to a third set breaker. The third one that Pegula played, she had the early lead 3-1, and Kasatkina, though, really buckled down. Kasatkina actually got more aggressive on the bigger points and went after the win. Pegula, just a few too many errors at the end, and Kasatkina with the forehand pass able to get through the final here again, Steve.
That was special stuff. 2 hours and 47 minutes against the top seed, Jessie Pegula. Third final of the season for Daria Kasatkina. Was the runner-up in Adelaide, the runner-up in Abu Dhabi, but told me she needs to get a title here finally in 2024. 16th career final, looking for her 7th title overall. She is the former Charleston champion back in 2017. That kind of started everything for Kasatkina. We'll get back to the top 10 with a victory as well, and her 12th final at this level. 18-3 here in Charleston. This has been a magical place, she has said. Meantime, Danielle Collins was looking to match the longest winning streak of her career. She said she's in the zone, Chanda, facing Maria Sakkari. Found her best form.
And this is a match that Collins knew she had to be up for from the start. She had to be aggressive, and she started off dictating, controlling play, opening up the court. She uses her left hand beautifully on the backhand, and that allowed her most often to get Sakkari off the court. Sakkari fought back, with three straight games of her own. But Collins, again, raising the level. And that is not easy to do when you have played as much tennis as Collins has over the last few weeks. But she found a way to take that first set 6-3 and had all the momentum. And early in the second, breakpoint opportunities, she generated plenty of them over the course of this match and able to capitalize and get that early break and really did not look back. Collins so confident, especially when she was inside the court. Sakkari a little too often was not able to be as aggressive, which is her game. And Collins in the end, straightforward, 3-3.
Hitting the ball like it hurts somebody. Taking a look at her streak right now. 12 straight wins, ties her career high with the trophy today. That would be a new record for the Danimal. Has won 24 of her last 26 sets since the start of Miami. That ranking has gone from outside the top 50 to inside the top 20. Can get all the way to 15. Let's hear from her.
I just love the battle, and I played a warrior today. Maria has had such a successful career on tour and one of our most consistent players, and so that's never easy, and she doesn't give you a lot of free points, so I had to work for it.
All right, Chandi, you've got one player who comes in the hottest streak of her life, and the other player who is 18-3, as I mentioned, here in Charleston and has raised the trophy here before, knows what it takes to succeed on the green clay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I definitely give Danielle Collins the edge. I think physically she has looked terrific. She looks strong. She looks like she can go another three or four matches in a row. The challenge for her will be, can Kasatkina change the pace enough? Can she dictate, control the tempo? Can she get Collins a little more stretched out than previous opponents have been able to do? I think Kasatkina can. I don't know that she can do it often enough to get the win. So I like Danielle Collins' chances, but it should be a terrific match. If Kasatkina physically, if she's got what she needs at the start of this match, I think it should be an absolute battle.
Another factor, the wind is a little bit down today. That should help Collins be able to play her aggressive style of tennis. But also the crowd. They have done an amazing job this entire tournament of really supporting the Americans. They made a difference even in the doubles match. As soon as Stevens and Kruger were able to get a break in the second set, they came alive. And really think that kind of energy will help Danielle as well. If you're feeling a little fatigued, like Danielle may be, sometimes you just get pushed a little bit more by the cheers and the applause. So I with how Danielle's playing, there's no reason for us to think that all of a sudden she's going to fall off. I mean, she has now, with 12 matches in a row, played the best tennis of her career. I think it's her match to take. She's going to be the one who decides it. It's on her racket. She's going to go for it. We'll see what happens.
All right, 20 minutes away from the start of the women's singles final here in Charleston. Chanda and Lindsay will be on the call for that one. Cannot wait to get going inside Credit One Stadium, but much more still to come on TC Live. Everyone wants to know when Rafa Nadal's coming back. With the clay season underway, we will have the very latest on the 14-time Roland Garros champion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. The road to Roland Garros continues. First Masters 1000 event. It is already underway, and top-ranked American Taylor Fritz going out to Lorenzo Musetti, 6-4, 6-4 earlier today. Our live coverage of the Rolex Monte Carlo Masters begins Monday, 5 a.m. Eastern, followed every day by TC Live. Bonus matches available as well on T2. Well, we had some finals over in Europe today as well. Kuby Hurkacz looking for his first title of the season, facing Pedro Martinez, who took out defending champ Casper Ruud in the semis, Lindsay.
Yeah, and it just looked like Martinez, Steve, was just a little bit fatigued in this match. Kuby played sensational tennis all week long in Estoril, one of the most popular stops on tour, so well supported. Kuby served so well this entire tournament, but especially today, did not face a break point. What did that do? It allowed him to be even more aggressive in his return games. Really dominated this match from both the back of the court and the front of the court. Also helped Kuby to be able to get up a break early in the second set. Again, just dominating play from the back of the court. He was finishing points off well at the net also. through this match in straight sets.
Yeah, 15 aces for him. First title on clay for Hubie Hurkacz. Big time stuff. Eighth title overall. So don't count him out on the road to Roland Garros. Over in Marrakesh, Matteo Berrettini playing just his second tour-level event of the season after missing 6 months with that ankle injury, Chanda, playing defending champ Roberto Carballes Baena, and Matteo Berrettini looking good.
He was, and this first set was crucial, especially when you're working to get more matches under your belt, trying to take the opportunities early in the season on his comeback, and he was able to get his second break of the set there. And that's all Berrettini needed. He did a beautiful job on serve, five aces, saved all but one of the break points that he faced. And after getting that first set, really settled into this match and was able to use his firepower, use the defense in this point. And it was tough for Carballes Baena to find ways to put the ball away. And that is a confidence-boosting way to get a win. You see the frustration there. But for Berrettini, it was smooth sailing from that point, and he was able to take it in straight sets.
First ATP Tour title since 2022, eighth overall. The former world number six moving up 51 spots now to 84 in the live rankings. That is great to see. For the Italian, Matteo Berrettini. Italian tennis has been absolutely crushing it, men's and women's side, and Berrettini is back and better than ever. We had some news from Rafa Nadal. The 11-time Monte Carlo champ announced he would not be playing in the Principality this year, saying, quote, "My body simply will not let me." He said, "You have no idea how hard this is for me not to be able to play these events." Obviously, the success he's had in Monte Carlo. What was your reaction to that, Lindsay?
I think it's just everybody's so sad for Rafa, and he's fought so hard to be able to come back on tour and really leave on his own terms. Went down under. He's actually playing great tennis in Brisbane till he hurt himself in that long match with Jordan Thompson. He just hasn't recovered. So easy for us to sit here and say, well, maybe he should have just waited to the clay season, and obviously tried to play in the States. He played in Las Vegas in the XO. He tried to play in Indian Wells. His body's just not allowing him also to train at a level he knows he needs to train at to be able to be competitive on tour. So we all hope he gets his fairy tale send off. Hope he's able to play, and I hope we see him at Roland Garros.
Yeah, that's the tough part when you have these injuries and you know you aren't able to stay on the practice court. You know you aren't able to build physically the way you need to give yourself the best chance in these tournaments. And for Rafa, you know what that looks like, especially heading into this clay court swing. It's the time of year that he thrives, and it's unfortunate. He talked about stomach issues and just physically not being able to get fully back. It's not mental. It's not emotional. Very happy in his family life. He's got a young family now. So there are a lot of positives. And we just all hope that Rafa Nadal can get back healthy, can get back on the court on his own terms and, you know, give it another go. But for now, obviously the right decision. And he knows his body better than anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you circle Roland Garros. That's the one that's most important to him in his entire career. Barcelona's next. He's won that 12 times. We'll see. He has been sharing videos of himself practicing on the clay. All good signs, but still not ready physically to go. Certainly hope that we see Rafa in Paris later this year. Much more still to come here on TC Live as we lead you up to the singles final here in Charleston in the bottom of the hour. But coming up, the highly anticipated, often imitated, but never duplicated best of the best from the first week on the dirt.
Incredible!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's an amazing point.
That's just big hitting there.
Mark that down for best of the best.
All right, let's count it down. 5-1, Lindsay, starting here in Charleston with Dasha Kazakina.
Oh, it's only fitting. It's some of the feel and touch from Kazakina. It's helped get her to this final. Such great variety, such great backspin. Christiane did a great job getting up to that drop shot, but you give Kazakina time and options at your own peril.
You certainly do. She loves to bring you in and then push you back. Kazakina will see that in about 10 minutes. At number 4, Chanda, Mariano Navone in Marrakesh.
Yeah, he was impressive. He would not ultimately win this match, but he was up here and he was looking good, Navone, and that sweet angle, the touch, the feel, and the slide, Steve. I mean, this is impressive. Full stretch. That is picture perfect. And that could be a poster.
Chanda, how do you get all the Berrettini highlights?
I mean,
what,
just
what does someone have to do around here? Good heavens.
You get some Lorenzo Musetti lenses.
There you go.
He's another great player to watch. Steve, you were just talking about all the great Italians. Well, Musetti, another one of them. Amazing shot makers. This point is not over yet. Boom. What is going to happen? Backhand overhead winner is going to happen.
I like how you sold that.
That's
like
Rafa style.
Well, maybe then I can get a Musetti highlight. A Berrettini highlight.
You want a Sinner? You want a Paolini? What give you all the Italians.
Greedy.
Well, here, Chanda, you get the Anna Samova highlight from here at Charleston.
I'm going to take this one because Anna Samova was absolutely on fire in this match. And, I mean, that shot, no look, over the shoulder, showing some of her athleticism around the court against Cornet. And, I mean, incredible. Found the perfect angle.
That was at a big point in the match as well. She was like, Andrew Krasny, it was like, you like that? You like that? At number one, how about Jessie Pegula?
What great scrambling from Pegula in this point. Another huge point in the match. And Anna Samova had the put away there. Pegula guessed right and just feathers this pass around the alley in to the court for a winner. Pegula went on to win this match in three sets.
She certainly did. Maybe we will get some more hot shots today. I think we will, between Kazakina and Collins. That one's coming up momentarily as we are kicking off our road to Roland Garros here on Tennis Channel and T2. Take a look. Monte Carlo already underway. As mentioned, Musetti over Fritz today. Looking forward to the Billie Jean King Cup qualifying. Practice starts tomorrow, Lindsay, 9 a.m., right?
9 a.m., baby. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Lindsay literally goes from calling the match straight to Florida, practicing with Team USA. And, Chanda, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I will say, Steve, Lindsay's got four kids. She's used to multitasking, dealing with different personalities. She's the perfect person to do all of this. But, you know, it's heating up as we are on the road to Roland Garros, Madrid and Rome, both two-week events now. And it'll be interesting to see who can make some moves this time of the year and put themselves up for the second major.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see, once Rome is over, who has established themselves as the Roland Garros favorite. We think it's going to be Swiatek on the women. Is it going to be Novak? Is it going to be Sinner? So many questions answered. Love this time of year as we lead into the road to Roland Garros.
All right. We're going to send you all into the booth. Chanda Lindsay going to have the call for the women's singles final. About 5 minutes from walkouts here in Charleston. Right behind us inside Credit One Stadium. Looking forward to it. Who's going to join me on the desk with that trophy after the match? Will it be Daria Kazakina or Danielle Collins? Moments away from the final. Welcome back. Moments away from walkouts, the women's singles final. The 2017 champion, Daria Kazakina, looking for her second title here in Charleston against Danielle Collins, riding that massive 12-match win streak. Hottest player on tour right now, took the title in Miami. Can she do the double, come to the Lowcountry, and raise the trophy here in Charleston? Last time that happened, it was the GOAT, Serena Williams, who did it back in 2013. Let's take a look at the comparison. 25-3 in sets. Danimal, 24-2, three top 10 wins apiece. Serena had 11 wins in 18 days. Danielle Collins looking for her 13th win in 19 days. You see the ranking as well. Serena, obviously, she was one. She stayed at one. Danielle Collins can get all the way to 15 in the world. Impressive stuff. By the way, Serena's been so complimentary of Danielle on social media during her win in Miami and beyond. It's the final coming up next inside Credit One Stadium. Daria Kazakina, Danielle Collins, Chanda Rubin, Lindsay Davenport on the call. Back with the winner's interview after the match. Enjoy the final, everybody.